Stephen Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Pitala.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Empty Southern California.
Empty, beach, quiet, sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about selling land online in 1994 versus 2020.
Yeah.
It's like night and day.
I think it's funny. I think people thought that you were nuts then.
Yep.
And people still think we're nuts now. And we're going to explain how it works.
Well, I'll tell you. Here's a spoiler. Everything's going to be bought and sold online forever now.
Mm-hmm.
With this virus. Everybody's at home buying stuff and having it delivered. So land is no different.
Yep.
Like it or not, it's here to stay. Before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on landinvestors.com. Online community, it's free.
Ricky wrote, I have recently inherited a plot of land and have received an offer for it. However, after looking at the parcel information online, the offer I was given appears to have undershot the land's true value, or at least what the value on the website was. I was wondering if there was a way to get a better idea what my land is actually worth. Thanks. So is this really someone that just, is he a member that is asked? This can't be a member.
I included this because this is a good glimpse in the mind of a seller.
Okay.
So a seller receives, this is a very typical situation for all of us here at Land Academy. This person's not a member. They Googled
They found us.
They found land investors.
Okay, and they're like going, hey, all you guys, yeah. Hey, all y'all, how do you guys value land?
I mean, the chances are they received an offer for it.
From one of us.
From somebody in Land Academy. So this is what happens.
Mm-hmm.
This person inherited a piece of property. They got an offer for it in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
And they started poking around online to see if it was a good offer. This mm-hmm. He looked it up, and his price matters to him. Not mm-hmm. like most people. Mm-hmm. Price matters, but is it the first thing? We don't know. And he found out it's a little bit lower than probably what it should be. Ding, ding.
Maybe it's not. Here's my other experience. Maybe, because he could be looking in that county and go priced high to low and think, well, mine, oh, because mine has this attribute, right? People think, I think our asset is priceless, you know, because, you know, he could be thinking that his is worth at least that, if not more. That's what I think people do all the time. I'm not kidding. Think about the houses. How many people this is a House Academy thing, and if you do houses, you know how this goes. Well, the house across the street sold for $400,000, and boy, they don't have the covered patio like I do. So mine should be $420,000. Hold on, everybody.
So this is very helpful for a lot of people mm-hmm. that are brand new, Jill, or not members yet.
Mm-hmm.
What do you tell that Ricky? You're the buyer. You're the person who sent the letter out. Ricky calls you back and says, hey, I do want to sell my property. I inherited it. I'd love to turn it into cash, but it's low. You know, can you do any better? What do you tell him?
This is kind of my business. This is how we do it. I buy and resell land. Could you go and take pictures and get a drone and make a website and put some ads out there and market it and answer the phone and do all that and probably get more money? Sure, you could. That's a way to do it. Or even hire an agent, pay them a commission if someone would take it on, depending on the property. You know, may or may not take it on if it's a small thing. They don't get excited about a $600 commission. So, or you can get cash from me on Tuesday at this price, and I'll do all the work. Oh. Okay, I see where you're going with that, Jill. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I my version of it is this, and the net effect is the same. Yeah, it's cheaper, Ricky. It's cheaper. I sent you an offer because it's a matter of convenience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the old milk gallon of milk example.
Mm-hmm.
You have three places you can buy a gallon of milk: at the corner store, and it's expensive. At the grocery store, less expensive. Or you can make a trip to Walmart or to Costco or whatever, and even way less expensive, but way more inconvenient. So, Ricky, sell your freaking land to me.
Oh, wait. I have a perfect example of what I did yesterday. Here's what we spent to get a six-pack of Stella beer.
Because the world's shut down right now.
Because the world's shut down. Choice. I could, A, get in my car and drive somewhere like a real grocery store, or B, I could be lazy and order two shrimp cocktails at $15 each. So I could buy, which, so that, that, so I could buy a $20 six pack of Stella at the Chart House. So $50-something,
on our
right?
Boat.
Exactly. To get beer. Or, you know, so this is like the example with Rick. You know, what do you want to do? I overspent to get something easy, and he's going to take a lower offer to get something easy. That's really what it comes down to.
That's it. You have to educate these sellers, all kidding aside.
Right. Thank you.
Today's topic, selling land online in 1994 versus 2020. This is the meat of the show.
That was funny, by the way. Oh, and by the way, the liquor, because of the virus, if you normally they don't sell. This is so funny. I looked at the receipt. They would charge like $42 for the dumb.
For six beers?
Six pack.
Oh, so it was $22.
Yes. So I got half off of
you
the
$42. You spent $20 in a six pack.
$20 in a six pack. Oh, don't forget. You can't just buy liquor from the Chart House, but you can get it with food. So I got two shrimp cocktails, which we ended up feeding to the fish anyway. That was
yeah,
funny.
Because it was old.
It wasn't that good.
It was shrimp that was been there. It's pre-virus shrimp.
Yeah.
Like a pre-war Cartier.
It was so funny. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with a vintage Cartier.
So am I. Shrimp has no, unlike
vintage
wine.
Shrimp.
Yeah. Vintage shrimp.
Vintage shrimp with vintage wine. That was so funny. I should have taken a picture of that.
In 1994, I began down the path of buying rural vacant land, and it really didn't kick in. I did it from my coffee table in the Midwest. If you read our ebook on Land Academy, I tell the story. And the internet really didn't kick in yet. I mean, it did. There were chat rooms and stuff, but like this is before Google. Really, there was this thing called an internet phone book, and you would buy it at the bookstore. And it had all internet addresses for stuff. So it was very, very, very different. It really kicked in 1998 when eBay was going really, really well. And that's what launched my online career. So, but putting up a website, this is way before Facebook, putting up a website, you couldn't drive traffic to your website. There was no way to do it. The way to do it now is with Google. And so it's like night and day. My whole point to this whole, and I'm sure Jill's got a lot to say, the more sophisticated and the more control we all have online to sell our stuff as time goes on, the better off we do. We had no control back then.
Let me attempt to save this show. And I'm going to interview you.
Okay.
Let's do this. I got a better way here. It's going to be way more entertaining. Whatever that was. It was hard then.
It's easy now.
Okay. I'm just teasing you, though.
That's
you know
the show.
You know I'm teasing.
Yeah. Okay. No, yeah, yeah. I know.
Okay, good. All right. So.
I can take it.
So the whole, because this is, we together wrote our topics this week.
Thank you.
And I'm really interested in this. And it's funny because people still look at us cross-eyed like, what do you mean you buy and sell land online? And then when you hear that it goes back that far, they're like, wait a minute. But you know, I'm jumping ahead, but the point is, look at what's happening right now today. People are doing virtual walkthroughs of houses. So this whole buying and selling land online, which seemed crazy to some people even a year ago, not so crazy.
Yeah.
So what's great about it is we've got 25 plus years with you experience of buying and selling land online, which is the greatest thing on the planet.
Yep.
So you can, and that's what I know why we do so well, because you know we can truthfully say, yeah, we tried that didn't work, and yeah, we tried that didn't work, but this works, kind of thing. We've done it all, you know, not just the selling land part, but with the direct mail, how to formulate these letters, you know, what you really need to start a business like ours, what's fluff you don't need, like business cards or an office, you know, things like that. So I want to ask you, so back in 94,
let's say
2000.
Let's say
2000.
98, 2000, yeah.
2000, you walk into our favorite establishment in Scottsdale. I just meet you. And I go, so what do you do? How do you answer it? I would really love to know how you answered it then. And
back then?
Yeah.
I buy real estate and resell it online.
And then what was the look?
they're like, "What? Okay, that's a scam."
Oh.
And then if you get into it a little bit further, it's all some version of, "Well, why would anyone want to buy a property way out there? That's worthless. You're not probably not telling the truth for it to be successful, you know." And this is driving around in expensive cars too. So yeah. It's like, you know, it just never jives with people. You know, and then if they get into it, if they're in real estate already and they sort of get it, their first question, it becomes a line of questioning. Well, all right, I want to dig deep into this. Do you buy it online? Oh, no, I don't buy land online at all, ever. I buy it traditionally and then resell it online for more. And you can start to see the vast majority, 98% of the people are out of the conversation at this point because they don't get it. Even
they don't
now,
buy into it?
Even now, they're just like, what are you talking about?
Like, is it like they don't agree with it or they don't understand it back then?
It's the same now. It's too hard for them to comprehend.
I think now it's
the same conversation, by the way, with cars. If you say you buy cars and sell them online, their comments are, this is mostly for men, you know, what's something's wrong with it? How can you, you know, you don't know what you're getting. So, and it becomes that. But the biggest comment I get from intelligent people is, do you buy it online too? No. We buy it through normal channels.
Which was then.
Yeah, and now.
Exactly.
And then sell it online. And so, you know, I don't know. It's not a hard concept for me to grasp. And I remember having this first conversation with you like it was yesterday about this. And it wasn't hard for you to grasp.
Mm-mm.
You were on board from second one. And I don't know if it was me or what, but you know, I've never had to explain anything to you when it comes to this, how to do a deed. I don't, you were just born with it.
Thank you. You know what I think? Sometimes I think people can grasp buying and selling something that you can't hold in your hand. I've always been able to grasp that. So like, this is might be kind of a stretch, but like online education, it's kind of interesting. But I remember years ago, I worked at University of Phoenix. And when I worked at University of Phoenix at the time, it was kind of an okay thing. And look at it now, by the way. Now we're doing elementary school online because we have to. Yeah. So I can't wait to see what changes
physical
are coming
therapy
with that.
Physical therapy online. How can you do physical therapy online?
There's amazing things. I told my kid, I'm like, I don't think we need a gym anymore. I'm getting just as good a workout in my living room. You know, and I'm watching my normal girl, and she's going through the normal steps. Yeah, I got to get a few more, maybe equipment things. Big deal. I can get some more bands and stuff like that. Yeah. But
which you'll buy online.
Which I'll buy online. Do I really need to go to a gym? I don't know. So, but I think some people can nowadays more than ever. But what I was saying with University of Phoenix, I remember back when this whole distance, they called it distance learning back, like in the, was it 80s or 90s? It had to be 90s when, yeah. What's his face? I can't think of his name right now. The guy who's frozen cryogenically. Shoot, I can't think of his name. You know who I'm talking about.
Ted Williams, but that's not, that doesn't have anything to do with this.
Right.
I know who you mean.
But yes, the guy who started it, I mean, everybody thought he was nuts.
There's a word for this, what I'm about to describe, and I don't know the word. Somebody will, I'm sure, email it to me. When you look at financial statements, you look at an income statement and a balance sheet, and it's on paper for a company that's, you know, a country away or a state away, and you understand that most of us on this call, or most of us in this, all of us in this group understand this, that these papers, the information on these papers apply to this company somewhere. Mm. Maybe 50 or 60% of the people in the world understand that. The other 50 to 40% of the people have to do what you just said. It has to be in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
They can't apply the concept of this information mm-hmm. applies to this thing over here. So when you look at a deed, they don't understand that. Mm-mm. They only understand standing on the land.
They have to
this
go
is the land.
Stand there.
And or this is the house.
Isn't it funny? And some people just even have to say, they can't just stand there. They have to go, well, how far do I walk?
Mm-hmm. And they have to touch it. Have you ever watch people in a store sometime when we are allowed to go to stores again?
Yeah, I hope that comes up again. I miss that.
There are certain people that have to touch everything. So, yeah. You know, especially a store like
99-cent store?
No, like a houseware store.
Oh.
Like furniture, not like a, you know what I mean? Oh. What's that store you like?
Oh, it's like a Home Goods.
Home Goods.
I like
they
that
They got decorations
store.
And crap for, you know, It's not for men.
I love that store.
And so if you watch women just kind of slowly sauntering around, going shopping.
You take the sheet.
Touch it.
You got to feel it. I know it says, you know, 800 thread crown, but I still have to feel it. I got to slide my hand in there somehow just to make sure it's...
Slide? Do you really?
Yes. You will do that. I don't usually do that. But I see people, they're like, I have to feel it.
I don't have to touch it at all.
But they do. You're right. I do. I got to admit, I pick up like... bath towels. I'm like, are they that cool? I want the cushiest ones. That's what I
do. There are some people that, and I'm not knocking. You know what? If you're one of these people, I'm sure you're not listening to this show. I'm sure of it. So, selling property online is just a natural extension of everything else that I always do anyway.
Isn't it funny? My only notes are people thought it was nuts then.
And people think it's nuts now.
And they still think it's nuts now. But... what's happening now is they're like, oh, wait a minute. Maybe it's not so crazy. They're coming around because they have no other choice.
Yep.
That's the reality. I can't, I'm sick of this. Now I can work remotely. I've always hated going to the office. I'm sick of this traffic. I live in this stupid city, whatever it is.
Sound like me.
Yeah.
Actually, that's how I wake up every day.
True. That's right. That's where I got it. That was him an hour ago. Anyway. So, you and your dumb beach. That was the only thing. So, there we go.
That happens often. That's a conversation in this house all the time.
Exactly. You know how much this costs us? Anyway, so where was I going with that? So those people are saying, right, here's the conversation a lot of people are having right now. And now I got a shelter at home. Great. Well, you know what? I'd rather shelter at home on my 5 acres on the cabin on the hillside, because you know what? My life would be better and work would be no change. So now how do I get the 5 acres?
It's hard to argue with that.
Thank you.
Actually, there's a future. There's somebody that put it's going to happen 2 or 3 episodes from now, where somebody got contacted by somebody at land.com, a salesperson from Land, that said their traffic is like 11% up.
I love it.
So what you said is not, that's another thing I want to make before we end this. In 1994, 1998, or 2000, it was all guessing. Mm. Everything was like, I want to put this website up. And how do you even put a website up? This is before YouTube. So you have to get a book, or you had to have a friend who knows HTML back then. Now you just go on YouTube and it's easy. But it was all guessing. I don't know how much traffic my website's getting. There was no WordPress, so you had to actually write the HTML code or take it from somebody else's website that you liked and then manipulate it. And then you had 3 or 4 books on your desk and you'd have to read it. So now there's no guesswork. And people think there's a lot of guesswork when it comes to the internet and selling stuff online. And it's all statistical. It's all Moneyball.
Mm-hmm.
The movie Moneyball.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the stats, you look at your traffic, you see where it's coming from. We do it through Google Analytics. I don't know where else you could possibly do it. And you adjust. If you got a piece of property that no one's looking at online on your website, or let's say you're selling it on eBay or anywhere, you look at your analytics, your stats. You can do this on Land and Farm, has a very good module for this. No one's looking at your stuff. You got to make some changes. So people ask us all the time, my property's not selling, why? Well, did you look at your Google Analytics? Did you look at your stats? How much traffic are you driving? Are you paying it costs like $5 to sell to launch a massive ad campaign on Facebook and Instagram. And then if you want to spend $5 a day, you're never going to have any inventory. So back then, it was all... Jill's dying to talk. You know what? Go ahead. Go, Jill.
Is it okay? Okay. The whole point, you said Moneyball, I'm like, this is my ding, whole ding. Life. You're right. Here's
whole life is like this.
I can tell everyone the secret. I can tell you exactly what is missing. There's one thing that is missing from the people that get the data and that don't get the data and are making bad decisions. You know what it is?
Analytics.
Nope. They can't
personality.
They can't get out of their own heads. So that was the thing. If you haven't seen Moneyball with Brad Pitt, It's a good movie. We watched just a couple weeks ago.
Probably have some time on your hands right now.
Yeah, you might.
Should watch Moneyball.
But the whole point is he's fighting with these people because the stats are telling him who should be on first base, who should be on third base, who's a better this, and it puts together a beautiful team. And they use it to this day.
Right.
Stats are telling it, not oh, but that guy's a problem. He has a gambling and a drinking problem. Who cares? He's drunk half the time. He still does better than that guy.
Play baseball drunk. Just hit your numbers.
Exactly. So they couldn't get out of those guys, those older guys, couldn't get out of their own heads,
yep.
their own preconceived notions. And that still happens today with us, too. Like, I'll never forget a long time ago when Luke Smith first joined. This was 5 years ago, maybe?
Yeah.
Luke joined, and he would say this back then. He was helping new people coming along and sharing. We did a show with him or something. He was sharing. And we're going to actually, by the time this airs, we just did another show with him last week on Friday. But the thing that Luke said that helped him the most to be where he is and do so well with land is getting out of his own head. He said, I looked at the Land Academy program. I saw the way you guys spelled it all out. Some of the stuff did not make sense to me. But I just said, you know what? I'm going to trust in this. I'm going to follow these guys and see what happens. He says, you know what? And they were right. That's it. So that's the same with the Moneyball yeah. thing. And a lot of, I'm not sure how this, I guess it ties into people can't get out of their own head that you can do this.
I mean, if you're not if you're not a data or an analytics type person, this type of business, and it's not just buying and selling land or just owning a business, is not for you. You have to look at the analytics and adjust constantly. And it's, you know, it's 2020 now, and next year it'll be different. Next mm-hmm. year there'll be some, you know, TikTok's all the rage right now. Speaking of Luke, he's selling property. Mm-hmm. We don't personally do that yet, but it's going to be something else.
Mm-hmm.
Someplace else you can look at analytics and make some changes.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree.
There's no mystery in this. It's probably, I'm guessing, 95% predictable what's going to happen on the acquisition and on the sell side.
Yep. Well, you said no guessing?
Predictable.
That's
there's
the
a predictable and consistent outcomes happen when you look at analytics. It's just without any emotion.
That's the best part. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to trust your gut. The numbers will tell you.
That's it.
Thank you. Happy you could join us today. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we are right here on the Land Academy Show. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we are next door on the House Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the House Academy Show is called Finding Landlord Cash Buyers in Any Zip Code. How to do it. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
That show's not on anymore. I'm just our little jingle thing. Never mind.
What the heck? Sweetheart, what are you talking about?
The little break, the little blip that goes in there between the show and the after show.
It's absolutely in there. You just can't hear it when we record.
I know that. And I was repeating it in my head.
Oh!
Because I was there we go. And I was catching on. I was a bird. I thought there was somebody skating by down below the wall. It's so funny. Every now and then someone behind us like sneaks by, and there's guys are just like blatantly just walking because the rules don't apply to them.
I'm going to be honest, we cheer them on.
I do, exactly. And I should be out there. I just don't want to get in trouble because I don't think the rules really apply to us either.
Jill and I have, just for fun, because we're not rule followers in general. For whatever reason, the people on the TV told us it's okay to go out on the boat. We can't go on the beach because the people on TV told us not. We can't, but they told us it's okay to go on the boat. So anybody who has a boat
or a
in
TV.
This marina here, they've treated it as the beach. Yep. So I don't know how it's any different, but
yeah. It's the greatest thing.
The people on the TV will eventually tell us it's okay.
Exactly. Hopefully soon. The Land Academy Show remains commercial-free for you, our loyal listener. So wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.